This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم The hadith tonight collection Imam Muslim narrated to us by Abu Hurairah. And there's maybe two or three hadith left that I want to narrate to you in the etiquettes of Salah. And this is a very famous one that you'll recognize the moment I start narrating it. And I think there's a there's an etiquette of Salah that's attached to it that is often ignored. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام ما اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله يقرؤون كتاب الله ويتدارسونه بينهم إلا غشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وتنزلت عليهم السكينة وذكرهم الله في من عنده. So the hadith, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, what he says is that never has a group of people gathered in a masjid reciting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and performing some form of dars between them. Tadarus means that there is some degree of contemplation, reflection, or thought process going about the Quran. This never happens in the masjid, in the house of Allah, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have His compassion smother them, and His malaika come and join them, and calmness and tranquility surround them, and He will call them out by name amongst those who are in the heavens. Fi man indahu, which is on its own like a phrase that has been and always been and always will be a phrase that the scholars will continue to discuss and talk about and always wonder what exactly it means. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the wording is dhakarahumullahu fi man indahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will talk about them, bring up their names in a group or in a gathering that only He subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who is in it, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to appreciate what's actually occurring there. But these are the four things that happen every time a group of people come to the masjid and perform any form of recitation of the Quran or remind themselves of it. And when you think about it, salah is exactly that. When you pray, Quran is recited. And then if a short khatirah is offered after it, the khatirah is usually to reflect upon something that is in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a teaching that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left in His book. And that is pretty much everything that this hadith is talking about. So every time you come and pray Isha, and you hear something that's being shared, or you listen to a reminder, then all four of these things occur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala smothers you with His compassion and empathy. And the malaika are sent to actually be with you and to join you. And you are surrounded by His peace, His calmness, His sakina, His calmness and tranquility. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls you out by name amongst a gathering that exists only in the heavens and only He knows about subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is absolutely nothing within our within our tradition that is more meaningful and more moving to the heart than this description the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam left us. Which is why you're supposed to come to the masjid and engage in activity, which is why we do this. Because for the moments where you're sitting there and the Quran is being recited and you're listening to some form of dhikr, you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is smothering you with His compassion. He is sending His tranquility towards you. His malaika are surrounding you. He's talking about you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. What more do you want? What more? What better moment could there be for you, for me or for you in our lives than that moment where we are able to experience all of that? The problem sometimes is that we don't notice what we're experiencing. Sometimes there's so many hujub. We put so many barriers between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we don't notice, we don't appreciate and acknowledge that which we are experiencing at any given moment. So it goes by and is taken for granted and it's not reflected upon. And I hope that was a benefit to you. يروي لنا مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ما اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله يقرؤون كتاب الله ويتدارسونه بينهم إلا حفتهم الملائكة وغشيتهم الرحمة وتنزلت عليهم السكينة وذكرهم الله في من عنده صدق